Those sounds will explain themselves, really. It's believed that almost 100 civilians were killed on Monday in clashes across Syria. That's Monday, of course, Syrian time, which is really today, our time. That's according to activist sources following clashes between government troops and the Free Syrian Army. The worst casualties were seen in Homs, a city which has been on the receiving end of an onslaught from government forces. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, 69 people died in Homs and nearby villages, while another 13 died in the northwestern province of Idlib. For the latest on the assault on Homs, we're joined now from London by Dr. Musab Azawi from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Dr. Azawi, thanks for your time. Have you been able to make contact with human rights groups in Homs today?
Well, yes, indeed. The situation is very grim. The people are calling for anybody to help them, to provide them with blood bags. They have more than 200 persons injured severely, and they are dying because they don't have blood. They don't have the basic medical supplies or the field hospitals. Most of them have been attacked by mortar shells, and they are ruined. The doctors there are crying by trade. A medical doctor I contacted, three of our team, and they are my colleagues, our medical doctors. They were crying. They're saying, we are unable to help the people there because we don't have medical supplies. The people are dying in the streets. They are dying under the rubbles of their houses. More than 12 houses have been ruined completely, with six families died in their houses.
Are you getting any reports on who the casualties are? Are they all civilians, or are there also security forces among them?
Well, basically, we could verify a few numbers of this who belong to the ordinary army. But because of the situation there, we are not free to move freely and verify from different sources. We could verify completely the names of the civilians who were entrapped in a few neighborhoods inside Homs, and they are... we could contact our team through satellite phones, but we are expecting the total death toll to increase dramatically in the next few days when we are able to complete the verification. But basically, the biggest number are from the civilians. They are not from the defectors from the army who comprise the Syrian Free Army. The defectors are surrounding the neighborhood, but the attack, the tanks are shelling the civilians' houses, which are inside the neighborhood, which are in the center of Baba Amr.
Can you be sure that the government forces that are, as you say, shelling these civilian houses, that they're not firing at any other opposition, so the Free Syrian Army or any other armed groups that are there? That, are you suggesting that they're just firing on unarmed civilians?
Well, basically, when they try to attack the center of the neighborhood, and when they attack crowded areas with heavy density of population, they do know that these are civilians' areas, because the stronghold of the defectors are around the neighborhood, around in the suburbs of the city. And they do know that as a matter of fact, because they do know how the defectors would work. But it's almost like a collective punishment for those simple people who try to offer some kind of shelter and food for the defectors. And because this place was the center of the uprising and the inspiring point for the uprising for the last 8 months. And also it was the center of the great live streaming from there. They have shown how tens of thousands are in grids and producing very nice demonstrations. So the regime is trying to pass a message. This is the heart of the uprising. I'm going to kill it.
Dr. Azawi, it's always difficult to hear these updates. I do appreciate your time, though, in giving them to us.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Azawi, Dr. Musab Azawi, I should say, from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. 22 minutes past the hour on RN Drive. I'm interested in your thoughts on that, actually, and on all the stories that we covered today. 0418 226 576 is the SMS number, 0418 226 576, at RN Drive on Twitter and the RN Drive page on Facebook. 22 minutes past the hour, you're on RN Drive.